This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Joe Biden's second-place finish in Nevada behind Bernie Sanders is giving the Democratic presidential candidate a boost. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It's a lifeline for Biden, who's been trailing behind the other frontrunners, and it could convince skeptics he has a path to the nomination as the primary moves to more diverse states.
We're alive and we're coming back and we're going to win.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren told supporters she didn't see her fourth-place finish as a loss and then railed against Mike Bloomberg, saying he was trying to buy the election even though he wasn't on the ballot in Nevada.
It's a big threat. Not a tall one, but a big one. Michael Bloomberg.
Fifth-place finisher everybody. Amy Klobuchar says she exceeded expectations. Also still in the fight, billionaire Tom Steyer. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday a seven-day partial truce with the Afghan Taliban has been holding up, and it could eventually lead to his signing of a peace deal with the insurgent group. Trump's remarks came a day after the reduction in violence truce took effect across Afghanistan on Saturday, with all parties to the 18-year-old Afghan war agreeing to not launch offensive operations for a week. Mr. Trump told reporters before his departure on a trip to India that he wants to see how the truce works out. He said the cooling-off period has been holding up, but he stressed that progress over the remaining days was key to taking next steps in the Afghan peace process. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake near the Turkish-Iranian border early Sunday killed 9 people in Turkey and injured at least 65 in Iran. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 10 kilometers from the Turkish border, but the quake was primarily felt in Turkey's Van province, where 9 people, including 4 children, died. 37 were injured. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. South Korea has raised its alert level to red, the highest level for the coronavirus disease. President Moon Jae-in urged officials not to hesitate to take unprecedented, powerful measures to contain the outbreak. As new cases were reported Sunday, President Moon said the next few days will be crucial. Under the alert level, authorities have the power to close schools and limit public transportation. The start of the new school year has been delayed by a week. South Korea announced 169 more cases Sunday, most of them in the fourth largest city, Daegu, and surrounding areas. South Korea now has 602 coronavirus cases and has had 6 deaths. Outside China, more than 1,200 people have been infected with the virus. More than a dozen have died. In Italy, more than 130 people have contracted the coronavirus, the majority in the north of the country. Italy has confirmed at least 2 coronavirus deaths and has the highest number of cases in Europe. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Military police wearing surgical masks are guarding the nearly a dozen northern Italian towns that are on lockdown following an outbreak of coronavirus. The towns have a combined population of about 50,000. The police were deployed to ensure that no one enters or leaves the towns that have been sealed and placed under quarantine. Most of Italy's coronavirus cases are in the wealthy industrial north of the country, in the regions of Lombardy and Veneto. To deal with this emergency, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte explained the government's decisions.
Abbiamo adottato un decreto legge.
He said an emergency decree was approved immediately that gives special powers to the government in order to be able to safeguard in the best possible way the health of Italians. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Venice.
The Israeli military has shot 2 Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Israel blames the Islamic group Hamas, which rules Gaza, for ongoing fire emanating from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said it targeted a squad belonging to the Islamic Jihad group that previously placed explosives along the border aimed at harming Israeli troops. Islamic Jihad identified the dead as one of its fighters. Amateur video showed an Israeli bulldozer as it was lifting up an apparently lifeless body from the scene. The military said it was removing the body in a way that prevented further danger to those around. However, a spokesman for Hamas accused the Israeli military of abusing the corpse. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Iran's interior ministry said on Sunday that turnout in the country's parliamentary election Friday was around 42%. That's the lowest participation since 1979, the year of Iran's Islamic Revolution. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.